talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was The Wait by The Band, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Christine Sinanen. Well, in addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening one week from now, next weekend, August 23rd through the 25th, at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with interior designer Edie Sullivan. And Edie is one of several local interior designers and architects who are volunteering their time to offer free design consultations to homeowners next weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And we'll also be talking with Chris Cox. He's with Tailgate Specialties, and he is a master woodworker. He's going to be giving away a $2,000 custom-made farm table that Tailgate Specialties, his company, fabricated. And that's one of three different $2,000 home improvement prize packages that we're giving away at the Charleston Fall Home Show. There'll be three different locals who will win those one each of those different $2,000 prizes, and we'll be talking to Chris Cox. Also, we'll be talking with Chris Gentry. He is with Lowe's Home Improvement, and Lowe's Home Improvement is giving away $220 flashlights when the show opens next Saturday at 10 a.m., and then another 200 free $20 flashlights next Sunday when the show opens at 11 a.m., and that's compliments of Lowe's Home Improvement and ABC News 4. We'll also be talking with remodeling contractor and custom home builder Kevin Kalman. He's going to be one of several different architects and home professionals that will be presenting free lectures and seminars next Saturday and Sunday at the Charleston Fall Home Show. A lot of free things going on. And then finally, we'll be talking with Shannon Gallo. She is the owner of the Oyster Candle Company. And speaking of free, starting at 1 o'clock next Saturday, the first 100 families will get a $20 gift set from the Oyster Candle Company. And you definitely need to listen to that interview, because she collects oyster shells from local restaurants, thoroughly cleans them, and pours wax into them. And they are on fire. They're selling those things like crazy all over the country, and we're lucky enough if you're one of the first 100 families at 1 o'clock next Saturday, and also on Sunday, both at 1 o'clock, we're giving away 100 of those Oyster Candle Company gift sets each day. Those are $20 value. But I did want to take a moment just to talk to you a little bit about the Charleston Fall Home Show. Boy, what a great show! And every year we end up having more and more things going on. Next Friday, I just want to go through a couple of different things I've already mentioned already before. But these are new free design consultations for homeowners by architects and interior designers. Those happen Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All you have to do is call Charleston Home and Design Magazine at 843-577-7652 to make a reservation. Or you can wait and go to the show, and we always find a way to get you in with an interior designer or an architect for a free design consultation. Next Friday, starting at 3:15, we've got the Hurricane Protection Panel of Experts. And that's co-hosted by myself and also Chief Meteorologist Dave Williams with ABC News 4, along with every hurricane protection expert that you can think of, from windows and doors to roofing to permanent standby generators to tree care, of course, hurricane shutters. We're bringing together all these different experts, and we're going to be covering all of the very, very important questions that homeowners need to know before investing in any kind of hurricane protection for their home. So that's going on next Friday at 3:15. By the way, the opening day of the Charleston Fall Home Show on Friday, August 23rd, free admission from 11 a.m. until 5:30. So we've got that Hurricane Protection Panel of Experts. That's free, as well as admission to the show. And so you definitely want to check that out. If you own a business or you care about maybe getting becoming a little bit more knowledgeable about social media platforms and so on, we are offering a free seminar next Friday, starting at 4:15, learning how to grow your brand, a local influencer panel. And we've got about five local influencers that will be talking. And again, this is a free event on Friday, August 23rd. Free admission closes. We close the show at 5:30, but then we reopen 30 minutes later for our VIP home show party. And Friday during the day is free, but you do need a ticket for the VIP home show party. They're only $15 in advance or $20 at the door. And you get complimentary premium beer and wine and delicious catered food. So lots and lots going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Visit charlestonfallhomeshow.com for more information. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And joining us now is interior designer Edie Sullivan with Sullivan's Island Design. How are you, Edie?
I'm great.
Good, good. Edie, take a moment, and in a second, I'm going to be asking you about your experiences over in the past. Volunteering your time at the Charleston Fall Home Show and also the Charleston Home and Design Show, volunteering your services at meeting with homeowners at the shows for free design consultations. But take a moment and tell everyone about Sullivan's Island Design.
Well, we are a small firm. Myself, I'm the principal designer, and my daughter is behind the scenes. She does our website and Instagram, the billing, the purchasing. Mm-hmm. So it's a great partnership.
Very good. Well, Edie, first of all, thank you for volunteering your time. We have been partnering with local professional interior designers since 2004, when we first kicked off the Charleston Home and Design Show, and to offer free design consultations to homeowners at the show. And it's been a hit every single show. I have to admit, this is not an original idea. Before we started the Charleston Home and Design Show, 16 years ago, we went to New York City to the Architectural Digest Home Design Show, and they had all these interior designers that were offering design consultations, 20-minute design consultations, and we thought, what a great idea! We decided to borrow that idea here for Charleston, and basically, homeowners can sign up to meet with an interior designer, and we've since added architects to these design consultations. You can sign up with an interior designer or architect to talk about your project. And you've done this at several of the shows. Talk about your experiences working with homeowners, because 20 minutes doesn't sound like a lot of time, but boy, you can get a lot accomplished in that time frame.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I've had a great time every time I've done it, meeting interesting people, looking at their situations, problems, concerns. The design portion should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to bring an element of fun into it, but I can give you a few examples. At one show, a couple was building a house in Kiowa. It was a very large house, and they just wanted another set of eyes to look at the blueprints to see, if there was anything I could add or if they were doing the right thing. Just that last minute review. And 20 minutes isn't a long time, and it did do some quick thinking, but I had discovered that you had to walk through their pantry to get to the first floor powder room.
Mm.
And yes, pantries are beautiful now, but you don't want everyone walking through that.
Right.
So I suggested how to reconfigure one wall of the kitchen and a different access, so they addressed it and took it back to their architect.
They must have just thought you were Houdini to have discovered that. Is that something that they hadn't even noticed?
They hadn't noticed it, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No. And as I said, pantries are beautiful now, but when you're entertaining, you don't want people walking through your mess.
Well, we at Charleston Home and Design Magazine are huge believers in working with interior designers, and whenever I talk to an interior designer, they always say we end up saving the homeowner money, and in the long run.
Well, that's very true. I'm presently working with another Kiowa client that hired me after they made their building decisions. So it's costing them more money,
mm-hmm.
in some redos. Where if a designer is hired right when you start, as you're working with your architect and working with your builder and making your selections, so much more money can be saved than after the fact.
That's true. And it's a lot easier to make those changes on paper versus moving actual walls,
yes.
and things like that. What was you had another example that you wanted to talk about from volunteering your time to provide free design consultations?
Oh, this couple brought in pictures of their bedroom, and they had redone it, but something just wasn't right, and they weren't happy with it, and they just didn't know what to do. And I made a few suggestions, but one of them was bigger lamps in proportion to what their nightstands were.
Mm-hmm.
Something just as simple as that. And fast forward a few months down the road, I was standing in line, my daughter and I voting, and here is this couple. And I recognized, they were familiar, but I didn't know who they were. Well, they recognized me and said, "We bought new lamps. Our bedroom is beautiful. Look, look." And they showed me a picture, which was, very nice. That
smart
something
people.
As simple as that.
Take your advice.
Right.
And what about the Daniel Island couple that you met with at the show?
Well, this couple had only, this was a second house or third house for them. They were from the north, and they only had 4 weeks that they were going to be here, and they wanted to do two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very fast-paced, but it came out beautiful. Matter of fact, it's been in the magazine. But again, the job can be done. It just depends on what your time frames are, and if you're under duress, you know, we can do that.
Free design consultations by local interior designers at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 23rd through the 25th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And in advance, we do ask people to give us a call to make a reservation. But during the weekend of the show, we always accommodate homeowners that have not made a reservation in advance. And these interior designers and architects are on hand during the show. And so we always try to accommodate folks that didn't make a reservation in advance. So that certainly is possible. And what a great service that I can't thank you and the other interior designers enough for volunteering your time. I always say this: working with an interior designer can be habit forming, and so you may end up just being so amazed at what interior designer Edie Sullivan is talking to you about that very often the homeowners say, well, can we meet with you afterwards because we've got some other things that we want to go over too, right?
Yes, that's true. That's true. And most of my clients turn out to be very good friends.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Sullivan's Island Design?
We have a great website, sullivansislanddesigns.com. We're also on Instagram, all lowercase, Sullivan's Island Designs. If you're planning on making an appointment or planning on coming to the home show to talk to any of us, please, please bring pictures, bring your floor plan, blueprints, samples, so we can really help you.
Yeah, bring
come prepared.
Exactly. Bring swatches, countertop samples, cabinet samples. Anything that you have, throw it in a tote bag and bring it on down to the show, and it'll make your time, your 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minute time frame a lot more rewarding for you. But well, thank you so much, Edie, for taking time out to talk with us about the free design consultations at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And also volunteering your time. Thanks so much, Edie.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now we're talking with Chris Cox with Tailgate Specialties. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Chris, take a moment and tell everybody about Tailgate Specialties.
Well, first off, we do custom furniture, really anything. Started off doing cornhole games as a hobby, then went to oyster tables and marketing those, and now it's just snowballed into people sending different pictures saying, can you do this, can you do that? So a lot of farm tables, a lot of media centers, barn door media centers, different kind of furniture like that. So really we're kind of wide open to doing anything.
Well, that's great.
Bar tops and countertops are getting popular.
I love hearing stories about businesses that grow themselves organically.
Yeah, pretty much growing in a garage.
That's how Charleston Home and Design Magazine got started. And, you know, you start with one product and then someone says, hey, can you make this for me? And all of a sudden, that's a new specialty for
you. That's exactly how it's been. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, I've got some good news for our listeners. Tailgate Specialties is part of our grand prize giveaway at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 23rd through the 25th. And we always have local winners, and one lucky local will win a $2,000 shopping spree at Tailgate Specialties. And what can you get for $2,000?
I can get you a custom dining table, maybe even a media center, barn door media center, any kind of bookshelves or cabinets,
nice.
Maybe a butcher block countertop or something like that.
Nice.
You can put that towards a really nice table.
And do you still do the cornhole games?
I do still do the cornhole games and the oyster tables. They're really popular. Kind of out of oyster season now, but
right.
They'll roll back in here shortly. Try to market them towards Low Country Boil, even birthday parties, having your cake and ice cream on it. You can just spray it off. I've had to try to find new ways to market it that way it'll sell year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really done well. A lot of customers will buy them and then send me I encourage them to send me pictures of anything but oysters, and they've done a good job of doing that.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. And football season will be here before we know it, too. So
that's right. Tailgating. They're used a lot up at Tailgate. Clemson, Carolina had a few in Wake Forest. They get them to do that with.
Nice.
Cornhole games, they're going to pick up, of course.
Can you can someone order a tailgate? A cornhole game that maybe has their school colors and lettering on it?
Yep, I do the school colors. Don't do any of the logos. I kind of let the customers pick their logo, but I'll design the boards, build them, their regulation size and weight, and then you just kind of pick what you want on it. You can pick your own logo. A lot of different places sell the logos, and you can get exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the furniture that Tailgate Specialties builds. So you mentioned farm tables. Like, are you using new lumber for that or reclaimed lumber?
We do both. A lot of it is new stuff, but we also have some reclaimed, some old heart pine. We've done some stuff out of 100-year-old cypress that's really been sitting in the woods for about 50 years, and we turned that into a really nice oyster table and some dining room tables. So do a little bit of everything, whatever a customer asks for.
Do the tables, do you build them in custom in specific sizes, or could someone custom have it?
Every customer will come through. That's the first thing I get them to do is tell me how wide, how long, what kind of base you want. There's a lot of different style bases, but there's about two of them that are the most popular, but they do a really good job of letting me know what they want, and I try to make sure they get what they want.
Nice. What about, I've been hearing like the live edge tables, those are very popular. Does Tailgate Specialties do any of that kind of thing?
Those are popular. I haven't done any offhand, but I do have a customer now that we're looking for some live edge cedar for them. We can really do anything, and I'm really waiting on somebody to order something black walnut. Mm. I'd love to do something like that.
What is it about black walnut?
That it's just a really pretty wood. I mean, when you put it together, and it's got some dark hues and dark colors in it, it just really looks good, especially once you finish it and put that oil on it to preserve it, and it's got a good look to it.
Nice.
Which a lot of wood does, and there's a lot of different woods out there that'll really look good.
Are all the tables that Tailgate Specialties builds, are they stained, or do you ever do any painted?
I haven't done it. Well, a lot of people will get the bottom painted, the base of the table painted, and then they'll either get it distressed, and then have the top stained. There's a few of them where the top was painted and distressed that. So it's really a mix of different ways. Most stuff is stained, but, whatever they're looking for, we'll make sure they get.
What's the turnaround time typically? Because I guess people, I would guess that with Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's that people might be thinking, well, let's spring and get that new table and
usually around the holidays that I can start getting orders in August for especially the oyster table start pinging in the cornhole games, dining room tables. There's a lot of those. They don't really come as Christmas presents, but usually in the springtime they get really hot, and all throughout the year they stay hot. But the oyster tables are really going to pick up towards the holidays. So if you're going to order something for the holidays, it's best to get in there in August, September, get that ordered, and that way you'll be getting it by Christmas.
Right.
It can get backed up.
And folks can talk to you at the Charleston Fall Home Show. You'll be on display and talk about their particular projects to get, and there'll be plenty of time to get those done
before
the holidays.
Absolutely. I love doing custom stuff. We did some custom work for one of your remodels that y'all had in the previous issue. She really loved her table, and it was kind of neat seeing the table in the magazine. So, and seeing it on TV.
What's your favorite object to build?
Right now is probably the farm tables.
Farm tables?
Yeah, especially when somebody orders something different. It's fun and unique trying to figure out that different style and take a picture of what they may provide to me, and then I can spin my ideas on it and then come up with measurements and really, really make it fit what they're looking for.
Have you always been involved with woodworking or?
No, by trade I was a plumber for a long time and then busted my shoulder up pretty good and had surgery, and so I left out of that, and like I said, just started as a hobby. made one cornhole game for my kid to go to football games, and somebody happened to see it in the driveway. It looked good, and they ordered one. And then, you know, like I said, it was a hobby, and then I designed the oyster table, and it just took off from there.
Hmm. Well, that's great. Obviously, yeah. You must be a very talented woodworker, you know, to have that many people seek out tailgate specialties.
It's fun, steady learning new things.
Well, how can folks get more information about tailgate specialties?
They can email me at tailgatespecialties@gmail.com and give me a call, 843-532-3641. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Tailgate Specialties, and those are probably the best ways to get me.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Chris Cox with Tailgate Specialties, and you're going to definitely want to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show and register to win that $2,000 shopping spree at Tailgate Specialties at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 23rd through the 25th. Thanks so much, Chris.
Yep, not a problem. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with remodeling contractor and custom builder Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction. How are you doing, Kevin?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, Kevin, we're very excited about the seminar that you're going to be presenting at the Charleston Fall Home Show on Saturday, August 24th. What's the title of the? I guess the title is "Cool Costs More, But It Doesn't Have to." Delving into custom details and how to achieve similar results on a budget. Is that possible?
It's definitely possible. Over 40 years of experience, we've tweaked things and learned things and combined different items to come up with looks that are very, at sometimes trendy and sometimes classic.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like someone sees an image in a kitchen or any room in the house in say Charleston Home and Design magazine or maybe on Pinterest or something, they really like the look. When they start to get into the details of the expensive tile and countertops and what have you, it may be cost prohibitive. And what are some of the tips and tricks that Kalman Construction has that you're going to be sharing in this seminar on Saturday to help people kind of beat that budget?
Well, first off, I would encourage anybody who wants to come to bring their pitches from Pinterest and House and any place else of details and ideas that they're thinking of so that we can have a look at it and perhaps as a group mm-hmm. look at it and say, you know, this is how I would approach it. If we do it as the picture shows, it's going to run X amount of dollars or X amount per square foot or linear foot or mm-hmm. however it's going to get priced out. But if we do it like this or this or this, we can cut that price down and still achieve the same look. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring some pieces of trim, some other items with me that we'll layer together to instruct and show people how they can come up with some really mostly classic looks on a budget.
So people who sit down to listen to the free seminar, we've got free seminars and lectures happening all day Saturday, August 24th and Sunday, August 25th at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and they're free of charge. Someone's going to sit down to your seminar, and you're going to be showing them some of the examples of this is an expensive example, and this is how we can do it on a budget.
Correct.
Okay.
That's exactly the intent.
Excellent. Everybody wants this to save a dollar or two here and there. What will you be sacrificing? You're not going to be able to sacrifice structural integrity or anything like that. But what will you be sacrificing to get that look for less?
Sometimes it's material choice. Crown molding can be popular. Pine, it can be MDF. So the MDF option over the poplar option is a huge savings, darn near the same look. No one would know the difference but an architect or a savvy interior designer.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ways to do it. Sheetrock returns on windows versus wood returns on windows. There's pros and cons of both.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be going over that. I'll be looking at some beam details for coffer ceilings, one that we've been using for a long time, and I'm going to bring some, as I said earlier, some trim examples, especially something we call the Kalman bead that we have custom made for us that we've been using for 40 years between Nantucket and here.
The Kalman bead, is this a bead board, or what are we talking about?
No, it's really a piece of trim. It's a piece of accent trim that we use in different places. It can be used in casings, bottoms of beams, bookshelves. We use it all over the place. And it's something that I used to have made in New England. And since we moved here, Southern Lumber makes it for us now.
Ah, interesting. Can you paint a picture for our listeners, what it looks like?
It's really kind of hard to explain. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that every time I've had a client and said, this is what we're going to do, and then, you know, have a little piece of this in my car and I break it out, show it to them on a piece of trim, everybody goes, oh, yes, I want that.
Mm.
Every time.
Excellent, excellent. Well, just to recap, we've got seminars taking place all afternoon on Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th, starting at 12 noon. These are all free seminars and lectures. We've got a lecture series called Inside the Architect's Mind. And at 12 noon, we've got architect Chris Rose, who will be speaking. And then at 1 o'clock, we've got also the Inside the Architect's Mind lecture series continues with Kevin Wally of Architecture Plus. And then at 2 o'clock, Inside the Architect's Mind continues with architect Laura Altman of LFA Architecture. And she's going to be doing a presentation about restoring and expanding old homes. A balancing act that you have to deal with there. At 3 o'clock, we've got making informed decisions about surface materials for your home, and that's being presented by Julie Clark of Palmetto Surfacing. And then at 4 o'clock, wrapping up the afternoon on Saturday, August 24th, will be Kevin Kalman of Kalman Construction. Cool costs more, but it doesn't have to. Delving into custom details and how to achieve similar results on a budget. Well, I'm sure that's going to be a very popular seminar, and we're very grateful to you, Kevin, to prepare yourself for that seminar and to take time away from the show to be able to present it. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of attendees who will want to check that out. And this is the last year you did a seminar for at the show as well, didn't you?
We did one last year. It was fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are always very well attended. One of the nice things about coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show, over 100 A-list local contractors on display, and then we've got these free seminars and lectures, so you definitely can make a day of it and plan to. The Charleston Fall Home Show happening August 23rd through the 25th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the free seminars take place on Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. And Kalman Construction will also be on display at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And how can folks get more information about Kalman Construction?
They could call us at the office at 843-856-0515, or feel free to look us up online at kalmanconstruction.com. You can reach us there.
Okay, very good. Well, we've been speaking with remodeling contractor and custom builder Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction. And come out and see his seminar at the Charleston Fall Home Show on Saturday, August 24th. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jean's Custom Workroom. They're located 1610 Sam Mertenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Chris Gentry with Lowe's Home Improvement Centers. How are you doing, Chris?
Hey, doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good. Of course, everybody knows what Lowe's is all about, and we're very, very proud to be partnering with Lowe's Home Improvement to be doing a huge flashlight giveaway at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 23rd through the 25th. And it's all part of how we're trying to encourage people to get prepared for hurricane season. And we're going to be on Saturday morning when the show opens at 10 a.m. The first 200 families will each get it's about a $20 Craftsman flashlight, this very high quality flashlight Craftsman makes. And Lowe's, you folks sell those for about, I think it's like 1987, something like that?
Yeah, I believe it's 1998.
1998, okay. Yeah. So it's a $20 flashlight that people can get for free just for coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Then on Sunday morning, when the show opens at 11, we're going to be giving away another 200 of these Craftsman flashlights to the first 200 families. So we're really, really excited. By my math, that's like $8,000 worth of flashlights we're giving away at the Charleston Fall Home Show. First of all, thank you. Thank you to
absolutely.
Lowe's Home Improvement for making this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are super excited to partner with this organization for this event. And, you know, we've got some great partnerships with some of our vendors like Craftsman, who's a great partner of ours. So really looking forward to this event. You know, hurricane season in Charleston, you know, there's always some sort of scare each year for us. So, you know, we take a lot of pride in partnering with people in advance to help educate the community and better support the community on how you can not only prepare for a hurricane, but also, you know, in the midst of one, how you can recover for one as well. So we're really looking forward to getting down there, handing out some flashlights, and hopefully educating a lot of people on, you know, how to really be prepared for hurricane season.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I'm trying to think if there's any other product that someone should have in their home, whether they're preparing for hurricane season or, you know, just in general, but a high quality flashlight. And you know, you can buy lots of cheapy flashlights, and it seems like you go to turn them on and they're not working. You know, they were
right.
Maybe when you put them on the shelf, but they're not working anymore. And I have to say, we reached out to your father, mm-hmm. who is the store manager at the James Island Lowe's Home Improvement, and asked him if, you know, he might be interested in getting involved, because James Island usually does a hurricane expo every year at their store. And Dan got back to me and said, yes, the answer is yes, let's do it. And I met him over at the James Island Lowe's, and he basically said, what flashlight would you like? And
yeah.
I was kind of blown away. I thought he would be steering me toward, you know, $5 or less or something. And I said, you know, we're partnering also with ABC News 4 on this. And the flashlight is going to take center stage and be kind of like the star of the hurricane prep promo that Channel 4 is going to be running the month of August. And he went right over to this Craftsman display and pulled out this $20 Craftsman flashlight, and he said, let's do this one. So
yeah, you know, we do a couple different expos. Some of our stores here locally, you know, we've got 8 stores here in the Charleston area, and we will partner up and do a couple different expos. But, you know, a good flashlight is definitely one of the mandatory items that you have to have in your hurricane prep kit. And, you know, there's several different things that you could have, but we try to look at it as a viewpoint of what is a must-have. And so, you know, a couple other things just to call out that are, you know, key to have in preparing for a hurricane. You know, I think a weather radio is another good item that you got to have, and that way you can stay in tune and get, you know, some live updates on what's going on. You know, we recommend that you have plenty of bottled water. And, you know, we sell bottled water. A lot of people don't think about Lowe's for bottled water, but that's an essential item to have. A first aid kit is another one that's, you know, something very, very important to have. And, you know, we also recommend that you know, our community, the citizens of our community, have generators as
mm-hmm.
well. You know, when your power goes out, being able to have either a portable generator or a standby generator is something that I think is key during the times of dealing with a hurricane. So there's a lot of different items. You can actually visit our website at Lowe's.com. And up top in the search field, just type in hurricane, and we list out, you know, really everything that you need to prepare, everything that you would need to clean up, and everything that you would need to recover and rebuild with. And it makes it really easy for our customers to go through and identify what exactly they may need.
I didn't realize this. I knew that Lowe's Home Improvement sells Just the regular generators that people buy. But I didn't realize that you folks sold the permanent standby generators
as
well.
Yes, we sure do.
What are those?
Yeah, so we have a couple different varieties. One of our local partners is with a generator company named Generac. They're the leading generator company in the industry, and we sell them and we also install them. There's some really good benefits to choosing Lowe's for the installation. We have some great warranty that we provide when we install the generators. And the best thing about our generator installs is if you're interested in one, you can contact your local Lowe's, and we come out and give you a free estimate. So we'll come out and assess your home, assess the needs, and get you exactly what you need, and it's all a free estimate. So it's a really good benefit. So if that's something that you're interested in, just contact your local Lowe's and let them know that you're interested in that, and we can get somebody out to your home to get that project started before any type of hurricane were to come. So.
Right, and for people who don't know what a permanent standby generator is, when the power goes out in your house, which is inevitable with a hurricane, the standby generator automatically switches on.
It does.
And I can remember this past fall. I can't even remember, it was a Hurricane Matthew, I can't remember, but we've had so many scares lately that, as the hurricane was approaching, I think it was Florence, that's what it was,
okay.
And, what our trick was, we cranked down the AC to, 65, knowing that the power was going to go out,
right.
But if we had a permanent standby generator, mm-hmm. when the power goes out, it automatically... The power goes right back on. The generator switches on, and then when the power resumes, the generator automatically shuts off.
Yeah, it does. You're exactly right. That's the way it works. And if a hurricane were to hit us, you just don't know how long you're going to be without power, right? So a generator, is really one of those. One of those items that's kind of a necessity to have, especially with people that may have, in-home oxygen and, different
special
things
needs.
Like insulin or special needs, that standby generator is a critical, critical item. So that way it doesn't affect your lifestyle.
Right, right. That's true. And we're I don't want to use the word celebrating, but 2019 is the 30th anniversary of Hurricane Hugo, happened in 1989, and I moved down here 6 months after Hugo, but I had some friends living here, and they went 2 weeks without power, was hot as heck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what September's like in Charleston? It's supposedly fall, but it's still summertime. The temperatures
absolutely.
And, so they were – nobody wants that today. Nobody
wants
to be without their AC and everything like that. Well, we are so proud to be partnering with Lowe's Home Improvement. They're going to be on display at the Charleston Fall Home Show all weekend, August 23rd through the 25th. And then on Saturday and Sunday, be one of the first 200 families when the show opens at 10 a.m. And you'll walk away with a $20 Craftsman brand flashlight from Lowe's Home Improvement. Same thing on Sunday when the show opens at 11. The first 200 families will get a free flashlight as well. So, well, how can folks get more information about Lowe's Home Improvement and some of the hurricane preparedness products, Chris?
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, visit our website at lowes.com. Up top in the search bar there, just type in hurricane and search for that, and that'll give you a lot of different categories like prepare, clean up, and rebuild, and different recommendations for items that you may need. And then also, we've got 8 stores here local in the Charleston area, so feel free to stop by any of our stores. We have experts on site on a regular basis that we can, really answer some of those questions and start connecting people with the products that they may need to be prepared.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Chris Gentry with Lowe's Home Improvement. Thanks so much, Chris. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Shannon Gallo with Oyster Candle Company. How are you doing, Shannon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. We are very, very excited to be working with the Oyster Candle Company. And we're partnering to have you folks out at the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening August 23rd through the 25th at the Gilliard Center downtown. And people, our listeners want to really, really focus here, because you're going to have a chance to get to walk away with a free three-piece gift set from the Oyster Candle Company just for coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show on Saturday, August 24th and Sunday, August 25th. And what we're doing, and in a second I'm going to ask Shannon to describe what these Oyster Candles are all about, but what we're doing is on Saturday and Sunday at the show at 1 o'clock, the first 100 families who are coming to the show will get a free three-piece Oyster Candle gift set. And they're about a $20 value. Is that
correct.
Right, Shannon?
Yes, that's correct. $20.
Well, describe what this Oyster Candle is, because people may not be familiar with, you know, of course, everyone knows candles and that kind of thing. But what tell everyone about these Oyster Candles.
So I've actually been a candle maker for about 15 years, and I've made candles in various vessels. My family and I moved to the Charleston area about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And so when we moved here, my husband and I had the conversation about making the candles in a unique vessel that would be hyper-focused to the area, something that people were excited about or something that was very coastal. So after a trip down to New Orleans and all the oysters we could possibly eat, we came back up to Charleston and said, okay, and then there's just as many oysters and oyster bars here as there were there. And it just was just in the back of our head. It just oysters, oysters, oysters. Mm-hmm. So we sat at a local restaurant, ate some oysters, asked if we could take the oyster shells to go in a to-go box. The waitress thought we were crazy, but she handed us a to-go box. We took them home. I scrubbed them up and created and poured the candle wax right into the oyster shell. Hmm. And then just kind of went upstairs in my craft room, played around with some packaging, and we found, I happen to have some baking boxes, little baker's boxes sitting around from a baking project I did. So I put them inside the baking box, and with the clear display, people can actually see the oyster shells.
That's smart.
As they purchase them.
So. Yeah. And the cookie box, now I'm getting it. Uh-huh. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I've seen cookies in these boxes before, and it is nice to be able to look through the plastic and see exactly what it is you're buying. And paint a picture for our listeners. Like, describe what, because it's not just the oyster shell with the wax and the wick. What is it that you've got here on the bottom?
So what we do is we actually take the half shell of the oyster. After an intense scrubbing and bleaching process, then we add a little base to the bottom. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's just an industrial type rope, mm-hmm. and it is cut to the shape. And it basically balances the bottom of the oyster shell so that when people light the tea light candle, it doesn't topple over.
Gotcha.
It's just a nice, steady surface.
Nice, nice. That makes a lot of sense. And then are there different flavors for the aromas for the candles themselves?
Yeah. So we actually produce the oyster shells in three different fragrances. They're our top-selling fragrances. We also make wood wick candles, and those come in a wide variety as well. But what we have found is that the fragrances that are more coastal, for example, sea salt and palmetto is our number one fragrance. It's the fragrance is a little sea salt with orchid, a little floral in it as well. And the combination just makes people think ocean and coastal, which goes really well with the oyster shells. And that's actually the fragrance that we're going to be providing for the home show as well.
Nice. Well, that's great.
Uh-huh.
How long will, what's the duration to the burn time, I guess, for these candles?
Yeah, so each of our candles burn anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. We tell people that they are equivalent to a tea light candle. Mm-hmm. So on occasion, if I have a charcuterie that I'm putting out and having a few guests over, I'll put a few of the candles out just for the ambiance for the evening. And as I mentioned, you know, if our customers are looking for something more for the long haul, they're wanting to really, you know, add fragrance to their home for longevity, then we have wood crackling wick candles that come in a jar with an oyster shell on the outside. So we do have that option as well if people are looking for something for long term. But oftentimes people will purchase our oyster shell boxes and leave the oyster shells out just for decoration. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they look nice sitting on a coffee table. And like I said, especially with the coastal look and decor in the area, it goes really well in people's homes.
Mm-hmm. Our social media director, Christine Sinanen, I had asked her, could you try to make some suggestions to me, some local companies that are creating local products that maybe I could reach out to talk to about tying in with a giveaway at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And she knew about the Oyster Candle Company, and had picked up your oyster candles in the past, and so it, you know, people love local products. They love local produce. They love products that are made locally, and this is something that is made right here in Charleston. Talk about the process, how you make these oysters.
Sure. So we actually collect the oyster shells from local restaurants. There are some various restaurants that I work with, and I go by with big 5-gallon paint buckets, mm-hmm. and they fill them up with the oyster shells. We get, you know, it's kind of a messy process, but I've got some help on that end with the scrubbing and the cleaning and drying out the oyster shells. 90% of the oyster shells that we collect, we absolutely cannot use. Either they're too flat or they're too small. Sometimes they're cracked down the middle. I mean, just for various reasons, they're not, you know, able to be used. So we take those oyster shells immediately to the recycling center, and those oyster shells go through a drying out process. Then they go back into the ocean so that they can be used to reproduce, mm-hmm. because the old shells are required to go through that process. So we separate the ones that we can use versus the ones we can't. The ones that we can, we take to our, we actually have a new studio in Charleston on King Street. And so we take them to our studio and, as I mentioned, add the bases, pour the wax, and go through the packaging process to go to our various suppliers that we have, mm-hmm. actually up and down the coastline now.
Well, you know, we recycle at home and here at the office, and everyone should try to reduce the flow of waste into the landfills and stuff. When it comes to oysters, this is actually better than recycling, because you're reusing the product. It's not just being tossed away or tossed back into the water. So, I mean, that's an excellent use of helping the environment. And these are all handmade. They have to be handmade, right? There's no machine that creates.
Each and every single one of our candles that we make, whether it be the wood wicks or the oyster shells, are hand. They're touched several times by either me or one of my helpers. We go through the process of, like I said, scrubbing, cleaning, pouring, packaging. There isn't one aspect of it that's made by a machine. Mm-hmm. So we definitely, when we say handcrafted, hand poured, they're definitely handmade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, we're going to be giving away 100 of the Oyster Candle Company gift sets on Saturday, August 24th at 1 p.m. and then another 100 on Sunday, August 25th at 1 p.m. starting at 1 p.m. And the key here is gift set, and you know, it seems like it's so hard to buy for people these days, gifts, whether, you know, whatever the holiday might be, and you want something unique, and this is definitely a very unique item that you know, people should consider, whether it's giving to a woman or a man. I think it would be well received. It's because it's so personal, and it's got it's local and so unique. I mean, who else is making oyster candles?
There weren't any when I first started. There's a couple more that have popped up, but as you know, to be expected, they're fun to make. So mm-hmm. I'm sure people are enjoying crafting them. So they're definitely a unique find, and you can, you know, find them in various locations in Mount Pleasant and Charleston, and then some surrounding states, and all the way up to, you know, New England. And
yeah, so. Where specifically can people buy your Oyster Candle Company gift sets?
Well, we have over 130 different retailers that are listed on our website. We've got some local favorites. Our very first account that we brought the candles into was, you know, Seaweed Outpost, mm-hmm. in Allendale, so mm-hmm. that was number one. We're in Zinnia, which is in Bell Hall in Mount Pleasant. To Cumberland, you know, Palmetto Moon. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a long list. I wish I could name them all, because I, you know, these are such great business owners. When I walk in, it's hugs and welcomes, and
yeah.
you know, it makes it fun. It's very enjoyable.
And can they go to the Oyster Candle Company website and see a list of places they could maybe pick up your candles?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a tab on our website that just says retailers, and they can see them all. And then in the next month, they'll actually be able to come by our location at 263 King Street to mm-hmm. purchase as well. So.
And you told me before we started the interview that a lot of retailers are it's hard for you to keep up with the demand, yeah. of the orders, right?
Yes. It's a great problem to have, mm-hmm. And we're quickly trying to figure out a resolution on speeding up the production. Mm-hmm. The first step was moving into a studio where I can have people come in and help as well. We're also down at the market, at the Charleston City Market, sometimes during the day, but mostly on the weekend evenings. So I'm having some help there as well. So yeah, it's right now it's just trying to get some people in to help me out, and then, you know, just try to keep up with that demand. We started in August, like I said, with just a little handful of accounts, and now over 130 retailers.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That's awesome. Everyone loves a success story like that. The little guy making good. So that's
yeah.
that's awesome. Congratulations on your new business. And we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening Friday through Sunday, August 23rd through the 25th. And if you come on Saturday or Sunday, August 24th and 25th, be one of the first 100 families at 1 o'clock, and you'll get yourself a free three-piece Oyster Candle Company gift set from the Oyster Candle Company in Charleston. So that's awesome. And how can people get more information about Oyster Candle Company?
Best place would be to go to our website, which is www.oystercandlecompany.com, mm-hmm. all spelled out. Our Instagram is also great for a visual as well, which is Oyster Candle Company altogether.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we have been talking with Shannon Gallo with Oyster Candle Company, and we're so excited to be working with you. Thanks so much, right. Shannon.
Yes, thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.